Far-left groups increase pressure on Dianne Feinstein to end filibuster. By Jacob Bliss on June 21, 2021. A coalition of more than 100 far-left groups sent a letter to Senator Dianne Feinstein, DCA, about the filibuster ahead of the vote this week to pass the Democrats' election takeover bill. The groups represent more than 288,000 of the senators' constituents in California. The letter is asking for Feinstein to publicly acknowledge that our democracy is in danger. In addition, they are also requesting her to publicly affirm that she will do everything in your power to help pass the For the People Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act. The For the People Act has been dubbed the Corrupt Politicians Act by some Republicans, including Senator Ted Cruz, RTX. The letter is asking for Feinstein to pass the bill through all means possible, including, if necessary, through abolishing, reforming, or providing an exception to the Senate filibuster. Feinstein is a co-sponsor of the For the People Act, which the groups acknowledged. The group wrote that in the past, the senator has expressed openness to these possibilities but noted on June 10, she told Forbes, if democracy were in jeopardy, I would want to protect it, but I don't see it being in jeopardy right now. In response to her making the statement to Forbes, the group said, we are dismayed that such a considered and thoughtful senator as yourself could fail to perceive the danger of the current moment to our democracy and our country. The Hill reported the California senator released a statement Monday regarding the Republican-controlled state legislature's passing new election laws in the recent months, which Democrats claim are new laws for Republicans to tighten voting requirements and make it harder to vote. These new voter suppression laws undermine our democracy and can't be allowed to stand. The truth is that our election systems are secure and widespread voter fraud doesn't exist, Feinstein said. Yet these new state laws show a stubborn commitment to enact changes that would make it harder to vote, not easier. That effort can't be allowed to continue. She said she will continue to work with Democratic colleagues to find a path forward to pass these critical voting rights bills.